Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at one of the most exciting transits of the year ahead, which is always, if there is one, the transit of Jupiter into a new sign. I find that these transits tend to be some of the most exciting of the year because Jupiter is called the greater benefic and often will bring an energy of support, or it will bring people or events or transformations into our lives that help things to grow and blossom, that may renew or restore faith in some area of our life, especially any area that's been more difficult or challenging, maybe recently. And so, you know, as I'm looking at all of the transits of the year ahead and we're closing in on the new year, here's one that might be a little uplifting to start thinking about. And you can kind of bookmark this. Jupiter will go into Taurus in May of 2023 and will then stay in Taurus all the way until May of 2024. So there's quite a few major events in 2023. We recently looked at some of the eclipses of 2023 that are coming up in Libra and Aries. You could go back last week and look at that. And today what I want to do is just take a look at Jupiter's entrance into Taurus. And we're going to go through all 12 horoscopes for all 12 signs so that you can get a sense of where you might see that beneficial influence from Jupiter in the year ahead. So that is our agenda for today. Before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe, share a few comments. You guys know that helps the algorithm pick up on the channel. I always appreciate hearing your stories. If you have a good story to share at any point in time about any transit that we're ever talking about, use the hashtag grabbed or email us your story, grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. We are also in the midst of promoting my annual Kickstarter. We are trying to get to 1,608 backers. We always just try to grow our support every year. Last year, we had 1,607 backers support this channel in 2022. Thank you to everybody from last year. It was a good year, I think. So next year, we're trying to beat our record and get the support of 1,608 backers. As of the time I'm making this, we have about 3 weeks to go in our fundraiser, and we are at about 550 backers right now as of the time that I'm making this. If you want to pitch in $5, $10, it really helps the channel to grow. We just can't thank you enough. If you get something good out of this channel, if you watch it day in and day out, you like it, and it teaches you astrology or just gives you that sense that you live in a meaningful cosmos, we really appreciate it if you pitch in and help the channel. It helps me and my family and my business. This is part of how I earn my living. It also supports my staff and some of the good things we're trying to do, including the building of a donation-based clinic in the year ahead. You can find the link in the description of this video or the comments section below. When you go over to the Kickstarter page, you can choose a reward when you donate, including major discounts on all of my online classes, 50% off, all the way, if you bundle four of them together, all the way up to 70% off, 75% off. So very good deals on my online classes. There's also a bunch of other special series I'm doing in the fall. I'm doing a special series called The Oracle Speaks. It's a 12-part series on divination. You might enjoy that. That's an exclusive through the Kickstarter. So check it out. And thank you again so much for supporting my work and the channel. Really appreciate you guys. All right. Well, let's put the chart up on the screen and let's get into these Jupiter into Taurus horoscopes. First of all, let's just look at the timing. So when will Jupiter actually enter Taurus? Let's go forward here. And we're going to, oops, I've gone too far. Here we go, back into May. And you're going to see Jupiter entering the sign of Taurus right here. So there it is. Let me get my, do I get a gigantic circle or a normal one? Oh, it's a normal one. So Jupiter into Taurus on May 16th, Tuesday, May 16th. This is the middle of the afternoon, East Coast time, that it enters the sign of Taurus. So this is one of the more exciting planetary ingresses of the year ahead, which is why I thought we'd take a minute to visit it, especially as we're coming up on the new year. I think it's exciting to look at what we have to be optimistic about in the year ahead. Oftentimes, it's a time to reflect on where we've been and also, of course, where we're going. If you take this forward a year, later into 2024, you're going to see that Jupiter in the sign of Taurus is finishing up its stay in Taurus and will enter Gemini right here. So this is about May 25th. So you have about exactly a year, May to May, from 2023 to 4, that Jupiter will be in the sign of Taurus. So with that in mind, what I'd like to do is let's go back to Jupiter's entrance into Taurus in 2023 on the 16th. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to eliminate everything except for Uranus, because Uranus is co-present with, is going to be co-present with Jupiter. Oops, here we go. And so I want to say a few things about Uranus being co-present, but let's take everything out of our view except for these two planets. And then we're going to go ahead and put Aries on the ascendant so we can go through these in order. Before I get into it, a few things that can be said about Jupiter into Taurus. One is that coming off from a year in which Jupiter was in Aries, the previous sign, a cardinal fire sign where a lot of things got started, Jupiter in Taurus is going to see the continued development, sustainment, growth, and blossoming of the things that got started with Jupiter in Aries. And generally speaking, in the sign of Venus, there will be an ability to taste and enjoy some of the fruits of the Jupiter in Aries process. So if you put the hard work in at the gym, Jupiter in Aries as a metaphor, then when Jupiter gets into Taurus, it's a nice day at the beach where you get to show off your, you know, your weight loss or whatever. I mean, I don't know, it's pretty stereotypical, I guess, but you get what I mean? So the work comes, the fruit of the labor is often associated with the transition from Aries to Taurus. There's a sustaining and a holding and an enjoying of the process that begins in the cardinal sign that comes through in the fixed sign. And especially with Taurus, it's just a sign, the exaltation of the moon and the domicile of Venus. Very feminine sign, a sign where if Jupiter is bringing new things about, we'll do so more slowly and organically, which is par for the course for the feminine signs. The earthy feminine signs are slower to develop and bear their fruits. This is also a sign that has a lot of signatures around, or a lot of the, what should I say? The symbolism of Taurus with Venus and the moon will correlate to themes around women, beauty, sensuality, the earth, the body, things that bring us pleasure, things that we may indulge in, things that bring a sense of security, stability, or power, things that are ambitious but also stable and beautiful. So Jupiter coming into that sign brings a quality of abundance that's both powerful and fresh and kind of young and spring-like, but also very feminine and beautiful and enjoyable. So with that kind of vibe in mind, what's so interesting about this year that Jupiter is going to spend in Taurus is that it will spend that year co-present with Uranus. Jupiter-Uranus conjunctions are very magical. The whole time that Jupiter is in Taurus is considered a conjunction by whole sign. The actual degrees of conjunction will, of course, intensify everything, but the two are now co-present. They're in the same celestial temple. And so where Jupiter and Uranus are combined, you often see rapid periods of acceleration and growth defined by secondary themes like enthusiasm, charisma, invention, risk-taking. But, you know, that might be a little bit muted in Taurus, which is not a sign that loves risks. So you think about, it's a little bit, okay, so for example, an example that comes to my mind would be the entrepreneurial impulse to build something or develop something, but it'll take a while. And that thing you're developing or building is maybe like, maybe you're buying land and building a vineyard. You know, something very Venusian and Taurian. Or you decide you're going to go to school for fashion design. It's going to take several years of a master's degree or something like that. It's very exciting. So anything that would be experimental and progressive and exciting that would constitute breakthroughs and growth and development and strength and kind of help you get out of a rut. That's all very Jupiter-Uranus. So it's a very expansive combination of planets, and one that will often result in, sometimes it can result in biting off more than you can chew, like trying to do too much or go too big, or or grow too much, grow beyond what is possible. So kind of like a reckless idealism, potentially. But Taurus tends to be a little bit more of a cautious and conservative sign, being fixed Earth. So I wouldn't be too extremely worried about that. But yeah, the combination of Jupiter and Uranus really implies a year of a lot of growth and excitement in this area of the chart. So what does that mean? It means something a little bit different for every sign, depending on what house that Jupiter is going to land in. So this is why I think it's an exciting transit, one that I thought might be exciting to look at and, you know, something to be excited about as the year is coming to a close here and we're starting to think about what the new year may bring. It's a ways till we get there in May, but it's not that far away. So let's go ahead and look at it. If we start with Aries, so this is for Aries Sun or Aries Rising, that Jupiter-Uranus combination is going to land in your second house. So you think about growth, expansion, development, abundance, blessings around money, resources, finances. It could mean that you're starting a new business or that a business is growing and blossoming more rapidly, or that there are new ideas about how to make or earn money, or that new resources are coming into your life somehow, or that there's a new use of resources or new exciting purchases. I'd be a little bit cautious of expenditures or a little bit of an impulsive energy around money and materialism, like buying things or feeling like you don't need to pay attention to the mounting debt on your credit card because you're just having too much fun for that, you know. But generally, the energy here for Aries Sun and Rising is going to be about development, growth, breakthroughs around money, business, resources, which to me feels like a fantastic combination. Let's go forward to Jupiter in Taurus, Jupiter Sun in Rising, which puts Jupiter and Uranus into your first whole sign house. I think that's really interesting. So here we have the combination of Jupiter and Uranus in your first house. Now, this house is associated, if you're a Taurus or Taurus Rising, with your body, with your appearance, with your physical health and vitality, with your personality. So it's a year of major breakthroughs in terms of your character development, the evolution of your psychology, character, behavior. It's a year of growing rapidly, throwing off limits, needing and seeking increased freedom, and focusing on yourself and your own needs and the way in which you are growing beyond old limiting self-beliefs or doubts or whatever. So I like this as a year of personal growth and change, but it can also be very physical in nature. Where your body or your diet or your appearance or your health is the subject of transformation somehow. And also, I like the idea of trying to break through limitations physically and psychologically. So these, to me, are the focus. This is the focus for Taurus Rising individuals or Taurus Sun, if you like to listen to your Taurus Sun horoscope. All right, let's go to Gemini. If you're Gemini Rising, then this puts Jupiter into the 12th house. Now, to me, the benefit of the 12th house with this combination is about the growth and development that happens when you become more consciously aware of that which is in your blind spot. So if you're going to therapy or you are studying your dreams or events are happening that are just somehow making you more aware of those parts of your psychology or those parts of your life that you were not previously aware of. The 12th house is sort of the classic place to be in touch with those hidden or secretive dimensions of yourself, your own psyche. But it's also a place where you may be dealing with, you know, like secret enemies, people who don't have, or not even just secret enemies, but bad influences that come for yourself or from other people. Well, the nice thing about Jupiter and Uranus is that you will often become more aware of those things and have some good luck in overcoming those things, or breakthroughs that happen as a result of working with that unconscious material or with those people or influences that are not so good for you. But again, the nice thing is that with Jupiter Uranus there, the breakthroughs and the growth that happen as a result might be very good. Now, on the other hand, if these energies are representing something in the unconscious that's there and is self-destructive, then it would probably be something that is, like a bravado or I'm going to do things my own damn way, an overly confident, expansive, defiant, rebellious energy that I would be a little bit careful of if it's getting out of hand. So that's for Gemini Sun or Rising. Let's push this forward to Cancer Rising or Cancer Sun signs, which will land Jupiter Uranus into the 11th house. So that combination starting in May in the 11th house focuses on the development, the growth, the evolution of your circle of friends or community, the need for adding new friends into your life or, broadening your circle of friends or continuing to develop deeper relationships within an existing group. But there's a lot of growth and expansion, newness and breakthroughs, the impulse to be creative and to collaborate with other people, or you could think of powerful mentors, influences, benefactors, or allies entering your life. But generally, I like this as kind of like an energy of revolution around groups, friends, allies, which should feel to you like it's due. It's like something needs to change. Something's been waiting to grow and take off around friends and community and groups. And if you've been feeling a little stuck or stagnant in that area as a Cancer, I could see this being a very good year for you. All right, let's go forward. And the only other thing I would mention with that for Cancers is just beware of any kind of group or group activity that is feeling constrictive, because the need to break out of constrictive social dynamics will be very strong. Okay, well, Leo puts Jupiter into the 10th house. So we put Leo on the ascendant. Jupiter goes into the 10th along with Uranus. A year of growth and breakthroughs, a year of experimentation and development around career and your public reputation in the world. This is one that could result in a job change or a title change or maybe change in terms of your vocation or what you're doing for a living. It could also bring different kinds of promotion and success, unexpected developments. The need for revolution and some element of rebellion or defiance could make for a little bit of drama in the workplace this year. But generally speaking, Jupiter-Uranus combining in the next year for you in your 10th house should bring an element of progress, development, growth, breakthroughs around profession that I think should be pretty nice. Now that may lead you to realize I need to be doing something totally different than I'm doing. That's not a situation. I mean, that situation could be stressful, but maybe that's exactly what you need right now, is to have that realization that you need to change tracks somehow. So I could see it going that way, maybe being a little stressful, but there's a lot of enthusiasm and excitement around a Jupiter Uranus year in your career house. So I'm feeling pretty positive for you Leos out there. All right, let's go now to Virgo Rising. With Virgo Rising, we take Jupiter and Uranus and we place them into your 9th house, the place of the higher mind, beliefs, religion, spirituality, long journeys and travel. Could this be a year where there's a lot of growth and personal breakthroughs because you're traveling, because you're taking a meaningful vacation or going on a spiritual retreat somewhere? Or could this be a year in which there is a breakthrough because you are becoming more immersed or invested in a spiritual path or practice or a group of people spiritually or religiously? Could you be going back to school or finishing a thesis? Could there be the appearance of important teachers or subjects in your life that you become very passionate about? Or could your political, moral, philosophical beliefs be amplified somehow by this transit, making them really more important, or this being a year in which your beliefs are really a decisive part of where your life is going or how the path is evolving? That to me would be consistent with the Jupiter Uranus in the 9th house. So that's what I would watch for, the importance and revolution of your beliefs and the topic of learning. All right, so Libra. If you're a Libra, Sun or Rising, we take Jupiter and Uranus and we place them into the 8th house. I love this because the 8th house has to do with debts and obligations to other people. I love this combination as one of becoming free from debts and obligations, like liberation from debts, entanglements, obligations, and soul contracts that have been heavy or restrictive. So getting free from people and things that bind or obligate us in ways that we don't like. On the other hand, this could also be the joining or merging of assets or resources with someone else such that you feel more liberated. For example, I'll never forget, I had a client one time who had a transit very similar to this in their 8th house. And they were a single mother. Their girls went off to school. And for the first time in like 20 years, they remarried. And suddenly the financial burden was not as much. And the parenting burden was not as much because their daughters were off to school. And they suddenly weren't completely on their own financially any longer. That was a Jupiter-Uranus dynamic in the 8th house. So getting free from debts or finding beneficial resources or merging of assets or resources, beneficial freeing soul contracts with other people, joining together with others that create more freedom. That strikes me as a possibility. Sudden deaths or losses that also somehow liberate or are freeing, that might sound bad, but it's a little bit like, you know, when the tower card in tarot, it becomes a hidden blessing. Something like that comes to mind for this placement as well. But generally speaking, I don't think this is one of like, oh, watch out for sudden terrible tragedies that, you know, leave you with an inheritance or something like that. I mean, it could go that way, but I think more often than not, you're going to see getting free of debts or meaningful partnerings or joinings of your assets or resources on any level with someone else's, and in the name or for the sake of greater freedom. All right, well, that's for Libras. Let's go to Scorpios. So with Scorpios, this places the Jupiter and Uranus energy into your seventh house of marriage and relationships, also a house that's related to sexuality. Could you see the need for greater sexual freedom or sexual experimentation, new relationships and dating new people, but with an eye for shaking things up and doing things differently and creating more freedom? Yeah. Could this also be a sign that the greater freedom that you are seeking or needing means getting out of a relationship? Actually, it could. Probably it would be a joyful and happy thing, though, or it'd be one that would feel relieving. On the other hand, Jupiter Uranus in this house could be that sudden lightning strike of love, like, oh my God, I'm in love with someone, or oh my God, we're getting married, or something like that. Jupiter Uranus could also be an indication that a spouse or partner is going through some sudden and very exciting life changes, like a change of job or raise in pay, something like that. It could also be a sign that something about your social life or your relationships in general is expanding rapidly and changing you dynamically. You're changing because something dramatic is shifting and changing in relationships. So that's how I would look at that one. All right, let's move ahead to Sagittarius rising, which puts Jupiter into the sixth house. Now for this one, I love this combination of planets, even in the sixth house, which is often a house that has to do with sickness, accidents, hard work, labor, you know, sort of this house can be like a bit of a beast. But with Jupiter and Uranus here, I like the idea of the work that liberates. For example, when you go to the gym, you feel better. You know, when you get more sleep, when you try out a new therapy, when you find a remedy, or when you find a teacher, or you find some kind of work that saves and lifts you up, the sacrifice that redeems, the hard work, the labor, or the passion, the burning with something that lifts you up, transforms, and heals. I like this as recovery from accidents or injuries, good luck or good fortune around frustrating circumstances, building and working toward things that are really hard but very exciting. For example, you know, imagine the hard work that goes into being an actor on the set, but it's a movie you love and it makes your career. It could very well be a sixth house transit of Jupiter Uranus that describes a situation like that. It's grueling labor, but it's the most exciting, passionate fun that you've had. You know, so it's that kind of combination here that I think is very redeeming and rewarding for Sagittarius this year. It's the kind of year where you could see someone training for a marathon and like loving the burn, something like that. All right, well, Capricorn. Let's go to Capricorn rising. Capricorn rising is going to put us with Jupiter and Uranus into the fifth house. Now, this is a place that was called the House of Good Fortune and the place of creativity, a place associated with flirtation and romance and joy and pleasure and the arts and dance and entertainment and also pregnancy and children. So could you see, you know, any of those things growing or developing this year? It'd be a great year for the development of creative projects. It would be a great year to experience, you know, kind of a sense of romantic optimism and joy. Could there be a sense of taking a lot of joy in a creative or artistic project, or even just something casual, like you're going to go take some, you know, some swing dance lessons or something? Could this also be that your kids are having exciting breakthroughs, or that you're even getting pregnant, or that children are entering your life somehow? I think those are all possibilities as well. So the childlike joy, the creativity, and the breakthroughs that are possible around this one to me are really amazing. So we'll kind of focus on those things. I'd be a little bit careful of anything excessive around pleasure, such as gambling or drinking too much or spending too much with that combination in the sake of joy or pleasure. You could, like, things could get away from you a little bit, especially if you tend to swing between being very serious, austere, and having a hard time letting go, and then sort of binging in the opposite direction. This transit could trigger extremes around pleasure as a Capricorn rising that, you know, if you're swinging between being too austere and then just sort of partying, like play hard, work hard type of thing, this transit could take you to some extremes this year. But otherwise, I really like it as an energy of expansion around creative things, supporting your creative development. All right, well, Aquarius rising places Jupiter and Uranus into the fourth house together for a year. And that's going to focus on the topics of home, family, parents, roots, land, family karma. This is the kind of transit you see when people are building their own home, buying a little piece of land, or they're going to put a mini house on, or one of those little houses or whatever they're called. Or when people are spending a lot of time on land or nature, or when there's births in the family, or sometimes, you know, death and birth in the family, marriages in the family. It's a year of, you know, where the family, that the soil is being turned over, you know, and that could mean that sometimes Jupiter in the fourth will coincide with the passing of ancestors and the birth of new children. Or it can coincide with, you know, siblings getting married or having babies or buying homes or moving, relocating. It can also be about feeling free from the bondage of family karma, somehow making breakthroughs personally around old family patterns. So a really nice energy there, though, in the house of home and family for those Aquarians out there. And then finally, Pisces rising. So this places Jupiter and Uranus into the third house, which I think is really profound when it comes to your mindset this year. You might be learning something that is really changing your mind, the way that you think and perceive, and helping you to feel freer because you have a freer, healthier, happier mentality somehow. That could also be that your way of managing not only mind, but mood and emotions, that you're having some breakthroughs that are helping you to essentially feel, not like that you never have negative emotions, I don't think that would actually be healthy, but that you're managing your emotional states better, and that you're experiencing some breakthroughs around old patterns of mind that have maybe held you back, or that you're learning new things, or that you need to communicate something this year, podcasts, books, you know, music that people write, often third house endeavors. Sometimes it's also as simple as needing to break out of old routines and create new ones that are exciting and different somehow, which kind of coincides with the idea of different mental thoughts or patterns. But a year of learning, education, changing the paradigm mentally, emotionally, shifting things around, needing to communicate something that you're very passionate about, those are the kinds of things that come to my mind here. Also, change of culture, the change of things that occupy your mind or that you're interested in. What are your hobbies or interests? What stimulates you? What do you find interesting on the day-to-day? There's something shifting here that'll bring a lot of light into your life this year. So that's what I have for all 12 signs. I hope that you guys found this interesting and a good way to start your week. Don't forget, before you sign off, you can find the link to the Kickstarter in the description of this video or the comments section. We're trying to reach 1,608 backers by the new year. We're somewhere between 550 around right now is the time I'm recording this. A $5 donation helps a lot. A $10 donation helps a lot. There's also, of course, tons of different rewards you can choose at different levels if you want to donate more, including great deals on all my classes. So thank you, everybody who's already donated. If you haven't yet and you like this channel, please consider pitching in. All right, that's what we've got for you today. Have a good one, and we will see you all tomorrow. Bye, everyone.